If law enforcement suspects you are selling drugs, police can take your cash and belongings without even charging you with a crime. It's a practice known as civil asset forfeiture. While reforms have led to Philadelphia relying on the practice less, other counties across Pennsylvania have been quietly ramping it up to fund police. And as Keystone Crossroads' Bobby Allen reports, innocent people are getting caught up in the rush for cash.
Just before dawn one Wednesday morning, Dana Smith heard a knock on her door. She'll never forget what she saw on the other side.
And it was like a line of state troopers' cars and whoever else, sheriff's cars. And they said they had a warrant. And I said, a warrant for what? And they said to search the house.
Smith is a 48-year-old school counselor, one of the few African Americans living in her sleepy Berks County farm town. Investigators came looking for drugs. They suspected Smith's then-boyfriend was running a drug enterprise out of the house. In her bedroom, police discovered $3,000 in cash. They had questions.
So they were like, well, I need to prove that's not illegal gains. I said, well, you're not proving that it is illegal gains. You're not proving that.
Authorities had combed through the house and found no reason to charge Smith with a crime, but they took her cash. She says it was her tax refund money. She planned to use it to help pay for her son's senior prom. To get the money back, she'd have to go to court.
And I was really, really angry that they took my money.
Stories like these were once common in big cities like Philadelphia, where law enforcement would take homes, cars, and millions of dollars in cash from drug suspects and their family members. They would do this without filing criminal charges. That was before lawsuits showed that police had sometimes used this powerful tool to take property away from innocent people. A Keystone Crossroads investigation found that as reforms drove down police confiscations in Philly, the suburbs and outlying counties like Berks have doubled down. And in the process, district attorney offices are raking in millions.
If we do not have a method to take away the fruits of the illicit labor of drug dealers, they're going to continue to deal their poison and people are going to continue to die.
That's Berks County DA John T. Adams. Under his leadership, Berks leads all Pennsylvania counties per capita when it comes to police confiscating people's cash. Adams is a former probation officer who bragged that he used to chase down scofflaws on foot. He considers the big cash seizure number a point of pride.
This is bad guys' money that we are taking to enable us to arrest more bad guys.
Much of the forfeiture revenue Adams brings in comes in from Redding, a largely Latino city that suffered mightily in the wake of deindustrialization. It's one of the poorest cities in the country and has battled drug crimes for decades. Adams uses the cash seizures to pay for police officer bonuses, special investigations, and equipment.
And frankly, I'd have never been able to obtain that equipment if I had to rely on a municipal budget or a county budget or a state budget.
In other words, Adams says he's saving taxpayers money. But critics say padding out law enforcement budgets with money found in a suspect's pocket is unethical. Through the course of months of reporting, we had many conversations with Adams about this. We pressed him on cases we found where cops took cash from people without ever filing criminal charges against them. Adams defended each instance. The law is on his side, he would say. Or Redding is a drug-filled, dangerous place. Or like this.
Where the f*** have you been? Do you think that Redding is some f*** nice community? Because it's not.
Adams playing hardball is appreciated by some in Redding, like Sonny Singh. He manages a corner store. He's not troubled by the DA's tough tactics. He's a father of two and concerned about his family's safety. He says if someone is thought to be connected to drugs, their money should be confiscated.
If you have the drug money, that's not yours. You're killing people. They have smart people, the DA, they know what they're doing, and I think they're doing right.
But experts close to the practice say too often it's abused. Lawyer Lewis Rooley once had a client who was a single mom. Her son was a suspected drug dealer. When police raided her home, they confiscated a piggy bank with $98 of birthday money that belonged to the woman's youngest daughter.
It took us over a year to get that $98 back.
Rooley is a law professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He's one of the country's leading scholars on forfeiture.
One of the most really terrible things about civil forfeiture is that it's been in the shadows. Nobody has really known about it, even though it's been operating since the 70s and the 80s.
Defense lawyers in Berks County like Joel Reedy have watched it operate in recent years. We caught him rushing between hearings in Reading. He says the whole idea of civil asset forfeiture flips the Constitution on its head.
Anybody who had $500 taken out of their pocket by the government and told, well, you're going to have to prove that you didn't do anything to get this back, is going to understand this is a profound injustice, and most people can't afford to come in and hire a lawyer to get that money back.
Some states have responded to that kind of pushback. 9 require a criminal conviction before an asset is seized. That reform was proposed in Pennsylvania, but it failed after lobbying from DAs. Other states have gone farther than that. North Carolina, New Mexico, and Nebraska have abolished civil asset forfeiture altogether. In Berks County, DA Adams says Pennsylvania should not be next.
That would be saying to drug dealers, keep your money and keep at your illicit activity. That's absurd.
For innocent people like Dana Smith, there is still some recourse. Most people don't jump through all the legal hoops necessary to get their property back. It's time-consuming and the process is intimidating. But Smith was determined to retrieve her $3,000.
I basically feel that when it comes to the civil forfeiture, it's just free money for them, like a blank check that they can just write to themselves.
She filed a motion, and prosecutors ultimately cut a deal, giving Smith back half of what was taken. Bobby Allen, Keystone Crossroads.